you so much. That was a very interesting mechanism that we haven't seen in any other basins, I think, to have a tax that comes to the CEMAC, to the regional, and is hardly is more or less reliable income for the institutions. Now, last presentation, last not least, and then we can come to some questions, which I hope you're putting together. We are hearing from Uganda with the experience on the Siomalaba-Malakisi Basin. Mr. Maximo Twinomuhanji, team leader for Kenya and for the Kyoga Water Management Zone, which is in Uganda, at the Ministry of Water and Environment. Thank you so much. Maximo, can we get you? Diane, can the team help to get the sound? Let's make adaptive planning, as we always should do anyway when we work on two projects. Why don't we take a couple of questions while the technical problems are being sorted out? Do we have any question online? And otherwise, we'll take a couple of questions from the room. We hear really interesting examples from Spain, and how they work with Portugal and actually have to bring 40% of the water over to another country and have, of course, the help of the EU Framework Directive telling them what to do. We have innovative solutions in Botswana where part of the countries are really dry and they need to finance big water transfers, but also working with very different basin organizations. We have Senegal, which we heard, of course, over the years a lot from because of the maturity of the institution and the interesting co-owning of infrastructure that is then governed by a company. And we heard from the integration talks from CICOS. And if nobody comes about, I need to, of course, think about climate change coming. And can you talk, maybe a couple of you at least, give us a bit of an idea how you deal with issues.
Yeah, thank you. In this workshop, send investment plan as a tool for mobilization.
Adaptive planning again. Now we're going over to Uganda. Thank you, Maximo.